Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Heather Vancura, and we are joined today by candidates running for the JCP Executive Committee in the 2016 election. And we have a few changes this year as a result of the JCP 2.10 process changes that we introduced earlier this year. So this year we have three categories of candidates. So we have ratified candidates, elected candidates, and associate candidates. This year we'll be having six elected seats open, eight ratified seats, and two associate seats. So today we're joined by some of the candidates, and we're going to give them an opportunity to introduce themselves to you and talk a little bit about their qualifications for 2 to 3 minutes each. And then we will go ahead and take some questions. I've asked people to post questions on Twitter, or you're free to speak up with your questions here on the teleconference, and we'll take answers from the candidates. So as I mentioned, three categories of candidates this year: ratified, elected, and associate. So we're going to start with the elected candidates. As I mentioned, there are six open seats this year for the elected candidates, but we have 11 candidates running for the six open seats in the elected category. So those candidates are Alibaba, Azul, Eclipse, the Green Tea Java User Group, Hazelcast, the iJug in Germany, Elastic, the London Java Community, Gear Magnuson, Tommy Tribe, and Twitter. So I'm going to go through the list, and I'm going to invite the candidates who are able to be here on the call today to introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about your qualifications and running for a seat on the JCP Executive Committee. So let's go ahead and get started with the first one. I'm going to go in alphabetical order. So we'll start with Alibaba. Do we have anyone from Alibaba on the call? Okay, as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to come back if just at the end of this in case anyone joins late. Since we don't have anyone from Alibaba at the moment, we'll move on to Azul. Anyone from Azul on the call today?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Thank you. Azul, go ahead and take it away.
Right. So my name is Simon Ritter. I am the deputy CTO of Azul Systems. We at Azul have been involved with the executive committee since 2011. Really, Java is our business. We develop Java runtimes, and what we're looking for is to ensure that developers are provided with the best possible platform for the applications that they're trying to develop. And we think that a large part of that comes from us being involved in helping to shape the future of Java through the JCP, because we understand how the JCP works, we understand how Java works, and also in terms of the community. We have very strong links to Java in a variety of ways. We were voted the 2013 JCP Member of the Year. We have had very good attendance at all the meetings for the executive committee. We have worked very hard in terms of helping to shape the future of the JCP itself and the JCP.next JSR. We're also represented, I'm actually representing Azul on the expert group for Java SE9, which is JSR 379. In sort of conjunction with what we do with the JCP, we're also heavily involved in the Java community itself. So we do visits to a lot of JUGs, and we speak at a lot of events, not just in terms of sort of corporate marketing type things, but we do a lot of basic Java education. So we talk a lot about how to drive adoption of JDK 8 through educating people on that, also helping people to understand about JDK 9 and what changes that will involve for people developing their application. Again, sort of linked into that, we are big contributors to the OpenJDK project. We're heavily involved in that, and we have just recently had the first external JEP accepted for JDK 9. So we're the first company to get a JEP accepted outside of Oracle. That's a fairly small change, but it's good for everybody because it shows that the process works. And we have some ideas that we're looking at in terms of bigger contributions that we would like to make through the JCP and the OpenJDK to help Java develop in the future. So I think that's why we have very good qualifications for election to the JCP Executive Committee.
Okay, thanks, Simon. So moving on to the next elected candidate that we have running this year, we have the Eclipse Foundation. Do we have anyone on the call from Eclipse? Okay. The Green Tea Java User Group. All right, we'll move on to Hazelcast. I know we have Chris on the line. Hazelcast?
Yeah, Chris Vengelbert. I'm working for Hazelcast. We are an open source project and the company. We create a huge Java distributed environment, a distributed system to make it easy to create distributed environments or distributed applications. And that said, we are a big we have a big need of the Java platform. We are big contributors in terms of education, and we are a current JCPEC member. And it would be pretty awesome to run for a second term. And I think our customer base, which consists of big banks and insurance companies, but as well as the Java community, the open source community that is that uses Hazelcast as part of their own platform, as part of their own project, like Vertex, or it's integrated into Payara or Tommy, would be very happy to see that we have some further influence into what Java is going to be, how it is evolved, and I think that is the main reason why we're running for a second term. We want to have the influence. We want to show that our commitment to the Java community.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. So we'll move on to the next elected candidate. That is the iJug. Anyone from the iJug on the call today? All right. Our next candidate for the elected seat is Jelastic.
Hi, Hazer. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Ruslan. Go ahead.
Yep. So my name is Ruslan Kaminsky. I am CEO and founder of Jelastic. So let me tell a bit about myself and why I am among JCP nominees. So during my career, I was working with different Java technologies from Java Standard, Enterprise, and Mobile Edition. The last 8 years, I'm mostly focusing on Java in the cloud. Before that, I was a usual Java developer and was working in a cool startup. Unfortunately, I had to manage the infrastructure for our Java applications due to the lack of experts and free human resources in our team. So I faced a lot of issues related to the load balancing, clustering, availability, zero downtime, security, and others. And at that time, I figured out that there is something wrong, and this issue is a common problem. So in addition, at that time, we had very limited options for hosting of our Java applications, because in the most cases, Java development teams must go with bare metal or with virtual private servers and do all infrastructure management manually or write complex custom automation scripts. I visited several big hosting companies and asked them why they do not offer Java hosting in addition to PHP hosting. An answer has not surprised me, actually. Service providers mentioned two main problems. First, it was very complex task to manage hosting environments for different Java applications. So they did not have a right solution for that, or they did not have enough experience to build it. And second, Java consumes a lot of RAM that significantly influences the end price for end customers. So economically, it was much more cost-effective to go with bare metal. As a result, I decided to commit a part of my life for solving this problem and build a solution, a platform for Java developers that can reinforce productivity and solve infrastructure management issues. So we created Jelastic, Java Elastic Cloud Platform. As a result, during the last 5 years, I was deeply involved into building out-of-the-box platform as a service for Java developers based on container virtualization technology. We were able to solve different problems, such as simplifying and automated provisioning dev test production environment. Sorry, some noise.
Yeah, you can start to mute your line. Person has background going on. You mute your phone, just press star 6 on your keyboard.
Sorry, do you hear me?
I can still hear you. There is a little bit of background noise.
Okay, cool. We were able to solve different problems, such as simplifying and automate provisioning of different environments for dev and test production, automate horizontal scaling and clustering. We also introduced a unique vertical scaling, which actually saves a lot of money for end users in public cloud and enables scalability for legacy projects that were not designed for horizontal scaling, that were not designed as microservices. So today, Jelastic is a multilingual platform, but still maintains a primary focus on Java programming language. In 2012, Jelastic won Duke Choice Awards, and the company has been selected as the Technology Leader Award winner for contribution to the Java world for the development of the next generation Java hosting platform. But even more valuable reward for us was the fact that father of Java, Jim Gosling, became our customer. He started to host his project on Jelastic and provided the feedback from customer's perspective. 2 years later, I was able to convince James Gosling to become our independent board director, to be able to work with him closely. As a member of GCP, I will work specifically on the direction of Java usage in cloud computing, innovations, technical solutions, automation of DevOps processes, containerization, flexibility of development, and application management. Please vote for me if these topics are important for you, and if you would like to collaborate. I am always open for cooperation to support innovation, as well as technologies that are already a long term on the market and deserve respect for its fundamental solutions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ruslan. Appreciate that. Thanks for your statement. So I'm going to move on now to the next candidate, so we have enough time for everyone to speak and then allow time for questions. So our next candidate on the elected seats is the London Java community. Do we have anyone from the London Java community?
Hi there, yeah, Martin's here.
Martin, welcome.
Are people able to hear me okay? I'm in a fairly noisy environment.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, this is Jim.
Hi, everyone. Gears joined. So I'll make this quick because I am in a noisy environment. The London Java community, we've been a member of the JCP Executive Committee for about the past 5 years. We originally joined because we felt there was a lack of developer representation at the highest level, and that, in particular, specifications had come out in the past which were not necessarily suitable for day-to-day Java developers, and there had not been enough technical due diligence done on the specifications before they were put out to the market. So in the past 5 years, we have applied ourselves to check the technical feature set of each JSR as it comes out. We have actually worked on several JSRs directly, helping get Java 8 date and time into Java 8, for example. We have led the no votes on several JSRs which did not meet a good high technical standard. And we launched a couple of programs, one called Adopt a JSR, the other one called Adopt OpenJDK, which is designed to try and encourage day-to-day Java developers to get involved in the development of Java standards before they get pushed out to the market. Our aim over the next few years is to simply continue that work to try and represent the approximately 400,000 Java user group members in particular, and to make sure that, as well as somewhat more esoteric and dry topics such as intellectual property, are seen to, are also matched by good technical accuracy and specifications that developers want to stay today and are relevant. That's it for me. Thanks.
Okay.
move on to the next elected candidate. It's Geir Magnusson. Is Geir on the call? All right. Tommy Shry.
Hey, I was muted. Can you hear me?
Oh, Geir. Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I'm here. I just got late, but I was muted.
Okay.
So I got late, and I think that you're asking for what
I'm asking everyone to do is introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about your qualifications in 2 to 3 minutes. And we'll have questions.
All right. Okay. So my name is Geir Magnusson, Jr. I am currently the CTO of a company called SourcePoint in New York. I've been a diehard Java developer for I don't know how many years now, 17, something like that. I am an active developer. I write code every day, and then I manage a team of people that build systems for our company. We're multilingual. Java is one of the tools we use, but it's a very important tool. my background cuts across multiple industries, and I also have a history of participation in open source. I'm a past director. I'm a member of the Apache Software Foundation. I'm a past director, and I have been a co-founder of several significant Java projects at Apache, including Apache Geronimo, which was a Java EE server, Apache Harmony, which was an attempt at building an independent implementation of Java SE, and participated in other projects such as the Velocity and others. I also have represented Apache in the past on the EC and have worked, for a number of years, six or so, working with other EC members, working on issues such as licensing and intellectual property. I'm currently an independent member of the EC. I do not represent the Apache Software Foundation anymore, but rather my goal is to really represent the interests of both open source developers as well as commercial developers that are non-enterprise, right? We are a small company. And I think that's really it. I have a very strong interest in seeing the Java ecosystem remain vibrant. I have a strong interest in ensuring that it maintains relevancy as the technology stack continues to evolve. When we started out, sort of Java in the browser was sort of a huge thing. And now we're grappling with, what do we do now that the cloud model is kind of the common way that more and more enterprises and organizations are deploying. And then I just have a continued interest in ensuring that the IP framework, the intellectual property framework that the Java ecosystem operates under is one that ensures transparency and fairness for all participants in the ecosystem.
Okay. Thank you, Geir. So next candidate, Tommy Tribe. David is on the line.
All right. Well, thank you, Heather. So I'm David Blevins, one of the creators of Apache Tommy. I think we have Tommy Tribe as a company created out from the Apache Tommy project. A lot of the people who were there founding Apache Tommy kind of came together and created Tommy Tribe about 3 years ago. We're a long time, advocates of Java E and the JCP in general. We did run for a seat last year. We were, if there would have been four open seats, we would have made it. So we're here running again this year. In 2016, we actually did become a Java licensee, a Java EE licensee, I should say. So that makes us kind of the newest licensee for a very long time, which I think shows how committed we are to this space, how invested we are to this space. We have about four Java champions working with us in the company. I've personally been in the JCP for about 12 years. Like Geir, one of the Apache Geronimo founders, and been in the Apache Software Foundation for about 13 years as a member, or in one form or another. We are one of the co-creators of MicroProfile, an initiative with the LJC and a couple other people, something we do hope to bring to Eclipse, who's also running, and eventually to the JCP. I think if you watch any of the talks or any of the things we use our platform for, we're always very strong proponents for change in Java EE, positive change, and more importantly, advocates for joining the JCP. I mean, at the tail, at the last 10 minutes of pretty much any presentation I give, there's always a JCP sales pitch there, advocating people to get involved and, you know, make their voices heard. And the reason we do that is because Java is very strong as a platform in large part because of the JCP. There's a lot of languages that kind of fly by night and have cool technologies, but they don't have cross-vendor collaboration in a standards format as we do with the JCP. And I think that's one of the reasons that Java has become so strong is because we're not duplicating the same thing over and over and over again with subtle different API changes. We actually have some stability to build on, which over 20 years has made Java one of the strongest languages that have ever existed. And so, you know, one of the things that we want to see in the JCP is more openness. We're doing good things there, but there's further to go. We want to see more JSRs with open TCKs and open licenses, and generally improve the fairness of the JCP overall. It's a good system. I think there's things that we can do to improve it. I think that having more people that are young companies join the JCP is a critical requirement because we have to have a new blood for this system to last for several more years, for decades more. And so we want to try and fill that role to the best we can and encourage other people to join us.
Okay. Thanks, David. Twitter, do we have Tony on the line? All right, I know we had a couple of additional elected candidates who joined, so I'm going to go back to the ones that we missed initially. So we had Alibaba. Alibaba joined. I know Eclipse, Mike joined. Mike, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Heather. So my name is Mike Milinkovich. I'm the executive director of the Eclipse Foundation, which I'm sure everybody on the call and who listens to the recording later is aware of. Eclipse is, as an institution, has been around for 12 years, which is a lifetime in the software industry. We've been members of the Java community process since 2007, and I've been on the executive committee since 2008. And we are the only independent, vendor-neutral, open-source organization with a seat on the executive committee. And as such, and with help from others like Gear and David Blevins and so on, we're there to help support the needs of Java developers and the open source community. Some people might not know that we also host a couple of reference implementations as Eclipse projects today. So the reference implementation for both JPA and the JSON-B JSRs are hosted as Eclipse projects, and we hope that will grow in the future, as well as things like bringing MicroProfile over to Eclipse as well. In addition to that, Eclipse does a number of independent implementations of other specs. So we're not the reference implementation; we're an independent implementation. One great, you know, good example of that is we the Eclipse Java compiler provides a implementation of the Java language spec, and so we're often very involved in revisions to the Java language spec, and have provided a lot of helpful feedback to the language designers over the years in terms of clarity of the spec and so on. And so partially because of that, we're very motivated to make sure that the JCP stays relevant as a place which enables independent implementations of the Java specs. I think that's long been part of the success of Java, that there's both a strong vendor that's enabling a single implementation of Java EE and other profiles, and platforms, but also that there are independent and competing implementations allowed as well. And a big part of my focus is making sure that that remains part of the JCP. That, and I think trying to increase the pace of open innovation, and in particular, as David touched on, vendor-neutral innovation in the broader Java ecosystem, but specifically through the Java community process as well. So with that,
thanks, Mike.
Thanks a lot.
All right. So there were two other candidates that we missed initially, the green tea jug. All right. And the iJug, Andreas, were you able to join?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I was muted. Thanks, Heather.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Welcome.
Hi. Yeah. Yeah, good evening or good morning, actually, to most of you. So, my name is Andreas Bades. I've been a Java developer and architect since 1999. Mostly working on e-commerce projects. But I don't want to talk too much about myself because I'm representing the iJug, which is actually an umbrella user group. It was founded in 2009 by a handful of Java user groups in Germany, so as an umbrella user group for German-speaking JUG. And in the meantime, the iJug consists of 30 Java user groups across Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, representing a total of more than 20,000 Java enthusiasts. Basically, so we are not really a homogeneous umbrella group because we consist of totally different size of Java user groups needs. So it's ranging from the group with like 10, 15 people meeting in a local pub once a month to very formally organized Java user groups like the German Oracle user group, like the Java user group Stuttgart with far more than 1,000 members. In general, we like to be very democratic about the things that we tackle. In the end, basically every JUG has one vote, and we meet quite often face to face or in conference calls to discuss the things how we personally want to contribute to move Java forward, basically. And for that. Well, we're doing a lot of stuff in the meantime. So, for example, we do have our magazine, the Java Aktuell in Germany, with a print circulation of 12,500 pieces currently. So it's written mostly from members of the community, and that's also what the slogan is, from the community for the community. So it's one thing how we promote the Java user groups and then Java as such in our area. And the other biggest thing is besides some smaller conferences also organized by some of the bigger JUGs, we also have our common conference, the JavaLand in Germany, which is located in a theme park, the Fantasia Land in Germany. And it's a two-day conference. And so this year, in the third year, we already had more than 1,200 participants there. And so that's also where we are putting a lot of focus on the community, basically. So really reaching out to everybody, trying to promote, for example, the Adopt JSR and Adopt OpenJDK projects. So we have a big community hall there where we have lots of activities and really try to bring all the people to the table and discussing things, so making it easy for everybody, for example, to meet expert group members or spec leads and discuss the latest developments with them. And so that's part of the work that we do and that we also want to increase. And that's also why we thought we would also now try to participate in the JCP, in the executive committee, and really to make connection from the more than 20,000 people that we represent really to the JCP then as such formally.
Okay.
Time's up. All right. Thank you.
I am trying to be a little bit
strict on that. I apologize if everyone didn't get a chance to say everything they wanted to say. We do want to allow some time for questions. But that includes elected candidates. So, again, just to recap, we have 11 candidates running for the 6 open seats. So the JCP membership will vote to determine which of the 11 candidates will fill those 6 open seats that are elected seats. And as I mentioned earlier, we do have a new category this year. We have associate seats. So we have 2 open associate seats, and I'm going to give an opportunity for the 5 candidates who are running for the associate seats to introduce themselves. So 5 candidates, and I'll start with the first one alphabetically. That is Luca Boggy. So Luca, he can introduce himself. Plus 2 to 3 minutes. Interested in executive committee and a little bit about his qualifications. Lucas? All right, Lucas not here. So do we have Ivar Grimstad?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, welcome. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I'm Ivar Grimstad. I'm a Java champion and a long-time member of the JCP. I'm an expert group member of several JSRs, including MSC, Security, and JMS. I am based in Sweden, and I'm a pretty active community member. I'm a JUG leader and a speaker at various conferences. Currently, I'm actually calling in from Kyiv in Ukraine because I'm participating in the Ukrainian JUG meeting here. And we have the Java Day conference here tomorrow. My focus is Java EE. And why do I want to join the EC? Well, I think a strong community presence is important. And I want to be a part of influencing the technology that I work with every day. And what happened last year with Java EE must not happen again. And at least not with the communication with the community mustn't stop. And I'm an individual member of the JCP. That means I'm not bound by any corporate policies or strategies or anything. So what my wish is to bring the community to the EC and also vice versa, bring the EC and the JCP out to the community. And so that's more or less about me. I'm all for the community part of it.
All right. Thanks, Ivar. So our next candidate running for an associate seat is Werner Kyle.
No. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm Werner Kyle. I have been on the executive committee as an individual before the new category was introduced for the last 8 years. So on the elected side, I think I was the longest running EC member so far. But since the new category was also shaped by members of the executive committee, and I was the only individual member representing individuals like myself from the time that JSR 364 started. I figured it would also be good to practically eat my own dog food in this case and run for the associate seat. I've been working with Java ever since it exists, all the way from small embedded devices to large enterprise servers. I'm active contributor to Apache Eclipse and helped create open source projects also outside of those. I'm a spec lead. We just finished JSR 363 right before Java 1. Last year, that JSR won the JCP award as the most significant JSR and this year, I was honored to be the JCP Member of the Year with another JCP award. I also have been in several JSRs over the last 6 years or so that were also awarded in various categories.
Okay. Thank you, Werner. Our next candidate for the associate seats is the Morocco JUG. Is Mohammed on the line? All right. And the final candidate is Peter Pilgrim for the associate seats. Is Peter on the phone call?
All right, we don't have Peter. So thanks to the associate candidates who did join. We heard from two of them. So again, just a reminder, we have five open associate seats, five candidates running for the two open associate seats. So I'm going to go back to the ratified candidates now. So in addition to the elected candidates and the associate candidates, we have ratified candidates. So this year we have eight ratified candidates, and I will go through those alphabetically and ask each of them to introduce themselves. So we'll start with Jamalto. Do we have anyone on the call from Jamalto? Thomas? All right. Our next one is the Goldman Sachs.
Hello.
We have Don. Hello.
No, unfortunately, Don couldn't make it. This is Vlad Zakharov representing Goldman Sachs, and we also have Tim Dinsdale on the line.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Hi.
All right. So my name is Vlad Zakharov, representing Goldman Sachs. For those who haven't heard of us, Goldman Sachs is a global financial services firm, and technology happens to be the largest division at Goldman Sachs. Represents about a third of firm total number of employees. So we have literally thousands of application developers, and development is overwhelmingly Java-based. We have about 130 million lines of Java code under active management, last time I checked, and most of these applications used by the majority of the firm's business users, other end users. The firm custom built a lot of its own software, primarily because of unique technological challenges due to sheer complexity and scale of our business. Some of the key things that we're focusing on when building our software: capacity, latency, resilience, scalability, and need to respond rapidly to changing requirements. And these were some of the drivers and the need for robust enterprise features behind some of the software we developed that we contributed to open source. Some examples being Eclipse Collections, which was formerly known as JS Collections, and the other example is RelaDomo, Object Relational Mapping Framework that we introduced recently at Java 1. The firm historically relies on open source components. So, again, it's a two-way street. We are contributing from open source. We are giving to open source. We also have extensive relationships with a number of vendors. And being a major consumer of Java, we obviously deeply invested in Java future. One way we contribute to Java is through open source projects. Another way is participating in Java standard and community efforts. We participated in a number of Java expert groups, more recent example being JSR 335 Lambda Expressions for Java Programming Language. We participate in other industry forums and leadership groups. We sponsored Java 1, Java Days in Tokyo. We'll be hosting New York Java SIG on November 9th. We participate in a number of other industry forums, including Eclipse Foundation, Open Groups, Open Container Project, Linux Foundation, and several others. And as a member of GCP Executive Committee, we'll continue to focus on advancing the role of Java in the enterprise. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Moving on to our next ratified candidate, that's MicroDoc. Is Hendrik on the phone call from MicroDoc? The next one is NXP. I know Malin's on the call. Malin, would you like
to introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you. Hi, everybody. So my name is Malin Patel. I'm an executive director of System Engineering Group in NXP Semiconductors. It's part of the we have a division in microcontrollers, and I'm part of that group. I've been an active EC member for past 3 years. NXP, actually I came from Freescale, so NXP and Freescale joined forces in 2015 December, and NXP has been a member since 2006 and Freescale since 2013. So as a part of the merger, you know, we ended up becoming a huge semiconductor company, especially one of the biggest ones in auto space and the IoT space, and that's exactly some of the focus area we have, and we intend to drive the use of Java and Java technology, including the security, in those marketplace for sure. Not only we have products based on Java, but we also use Java internally. So again, from the focus perspective, we are absolutely motivated to have Java on a lot of embedded platforms, of course, preferably on NXP, but we do intend to contribute on open space, open source space. And the focus absolutely is on the security from our point of view, because that is one of the biggest strengths we have as a company. Also, as a part of embedded space discussion, this will lead into some of the reducing the footprint of the Java, and that will give us an opportunity to work with some of the big expert groups and companies who are part of the Java community, as well as the EC, including Oracle themselves, who have the best architectural knowledge there. We also have a focus on JCOP. JCOP, whichever you want to call, it's a Java Card Open Platform. We have a lot of products already deployed in the field, and anybody who is in the business of any smart card platforms, we are involved. We are running that. So as an organization, we are involved in a lot of Java-related activity, and we have a lot of interest from the embedded space and security with IoT focus. A few things about myself, besides being 3 years in the EC, I have been in the industry for more than 25 years, predominantly on the software engineering areas, especially also on a lot of open source framework related projects. So it's been a great journey to be part of the EC, and I'm really excited to be part of the EC team, especially not only it's Java, but get to work with some of the stellar industry experts and veterans as a part of the process. And I continue to look forward to do the same and contribute to the Java community and making a fun platform for everybody and all the generation and millennials to use it. Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks, Heather.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Our next candidate is SAP. No one from SAP. We'll move on to Software AG.
Thanks, Heather. Hello, everybody. This is Prasad Yenluri from Software AG. For those of you who may not know much about Software AG, Software AG is a major enterprise software vendor based in Germany, but with a global presence. And it's also Europe's second largest software company. We have a unique, we're a major Java middleware platform vendor with solutions, enterprise class and industrial strength Java solutions spanning IoT, microservices, mobile, cloud, business process management systems, server and database, etc. As a long-standing member of Java community process or JCP, and also active member of many expert groups and chair of JSRs, we hope to bring a fresh perspective of a medium-scale software vendor and a significant contributor to Java technology and provider of consumer of Java technologies. Personally, I am Prasad Yenluri. I am a vice president in product development for Software AG. In addition to product development responsibility, I am also responsible for industry standards involvement, oversight, adoption, architecture, and related product strategy. Personally, I have been involved in standards activities and product development related to Java for almost 2 decades. In the JCP itself, I have been on the expert groups going way back from JAXM, JAXP, JAXR, JAXR, PCJ, BI, JCA, etc. I'm also involved in other standards bodies, including W3C, OASIS, OMG, OSGI, Eclipse Foundation, DMTF, etc., in addition to JCP, of course. I'm currently serving on the board of directors for DMTF and also OSGI, in addition to being on the steering committee for Cloud Standards Customer Council. And also, I'm also a current member of the JCP Executive Committee. We're very excited about the developments in the Java space going on, especially in the IoT cloud and microservices space. The developments in Java 9 and beyond. We hope to make significant contributions in that space for Java. We are excited to be on the ballot for the the opportunity to be on the JCP Executive Committee. We certainly appreciate your vote in our favor and looking forward to seeing you all soon. Thanks.
Thank you. And our next ratified candidate is V2Com. Leonardo?
Yes, hi. I'm Leonardo Lima, and I work with V2Com. We're a Brazilian company, and we've been developing hardware and software for connecting devices to the cloud, which is now called IoT, for more than 10 years. And since our beginning, we've been using Java for both the server side and embedded development. So we're truly an end-to-end Java shop. We use Java everywhere we can. And we have our own embedded stack for quickly development of new gateways for use cases, for connecting fridges, connecting thermometers and electrical meters and all that. And also our own server-side stack and software developed on Java EE to connect and manage the devices and the legacy systems. So we joined the JCP Executive Committee in 2014, and since then we've been attended almost all the meetings. I missed one or two, I guess. And we reviewed materials, the JSRs, and started out and completed recently the JSR 363, which is called Units of Measurement, which we are now using in our software development, and it was recognized as the most relevant JSR in last year, in 2015. We are very interested in keeping Java relevant for IoT developments, and we work with technology providers such as Gemalto and NXP that are with us in the JCP, and also others like Intel, to guarantee that Java is always considered on their products. So whenever they launch a new module or a new processor, it's considered but we tell them we need to run Java on that. Personally, I've been developing Java ME, so that ME is micro edition, SE, standard edition, and EE, for more than a decade, and currently I'm responsible for the technologies that our company uses and deploys, so I'm in contact with all these guys. That's it. I want to keep it short.
Thank you. All right. Thanks. We missed a couple of the ratified candidates. I'll just ask if they're joining us late. We had Gemalto, MicroDoc, and SAP. Did anyone join late? No? Okay, and I'll just quickly go through the elected candidates we missed before we open it up for questions. So we had missed Alibaba and the Green Tea Jug. Anyone join from Alibaba or the Green Tea Jug? And Twitter. Anyone from Twitter? And so I'll move on to the associate candidates. So we heard from Ivar and Werner. Did anyone from the Morocco Jug join? Or Luca Body or Peter Pilgrim? Okay, we missed those candidates. Thanks to all the candidates who were able to make it at this time and share a little bit about your qualifications and why you'd like to join the executive committee. Do we want to have any questions from the people who are on the call? I'll take questions at this point if you want to speak up with questions, and I'll check to see if I received any from Twitter. So if you have a question, if you'd go ahead and ask your question. So this can be a question from anybody who is a JCP member who's going to vote, or anyone who just is curious to hear from the candidates. All right, we don't have any questions. Everyone must have addressed all of the points that you're interested in. The candidates must have addressed all of your questions. Usually,
like Nicole, I have a question for all the candidates. Are they all in a position to be able to attend the JCPEC executive committee meetings, including the face-to-face meetings?
Okay. Anyone open to answering that question?
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. We are happy to go to all the face-to-face meetings, and we make sure that one of our people is on the calls every month.
Yes, so we have the approval from our company.
We have been attending the meeting, and we're also looking to host the next meeting in London.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, same from NXP side. We intend to continue to attend the face-to-face and attend the regular meetings as well.
Okay. And may I speak by if you come, we're hosting the EC meeting if we get ratified in May here in Austin. And while I may miss some flights on my European meetings, sometimes I cannot fly that long. So I apologize in advance, but I try to at least call in every time that I miss a face-to-face.
Yeah, and as for my Jack, yes, I will be able to attend all the meetings, and should there be any conflict or whatever, so I will not be the only representative. So we already have identified another representative who can then basically join in, should in case I not be able to, I will join a face-to-face meeting somewhere abroad, but I'm pretty sure that I will be able to make all of them. All right. Thanks.
I'm not sure. Go ahead,
Ruslan. Yes, thank you. So, yes, definitely I will be able to join meetings. Actually, the last years traveling a lot, pretty flexible, so no problem here.
Yeah, same for me.
It's Ivar Greenstad here as well. I will be able to attend the meetings as well.
Yes. Werner, just look at the attendee record for me over the last 8 years, and if elected again, I expect to continue that.
Go ahead, Chris. I know you've been trying to say something. Okay, well, this is David. So we have no problem attending. I've already flown 100 some thousand miles on a plane before we even hit Q4, so that's not out of the ordinary.
And Martin from LJC here, we're helping coordinate the next meeting in London in January. And I think we've missed one in the last 5 years, so we're pretty consistent.
Yeah, it seems like you guys missed it. No problem from Hazelcast side either. We're doing it right now, and we have a couple of representatives, so no problem.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for the answers. And we will put on the ballot as well, just so people can look at this, the attendance, as well as the voting record of our standing members. But we do have quite a few new candidates, so it's good to hear from them what their intentions are in terms of attendance, because that is obviously key and vital to the success of the executive committee, being able to have everyone present. Any other questions for the candidates? Okay. Well, thanks to everyone for joining. I will be posting this recording later next week, and I will be promoting it, so feel free to promote it to all of your social media channels to get as much exposure as possible. The ballot for the 2016 elections will open on November 1st, and it will be open for 2 weeks, so that's one ballot for all of the candidates, and we'll announce the winners on November 15th. So we're looking forward to successful election season. Thank you again for your participation in the call today and for your interest in joining the executive committee. I'm really pleased with the candidates that we have this year. We have a good amount of candidates, both returning candidates as well as some new candidates. So I'm really excited to see who will be joining us for the next term on the executive committee. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.